Dr. Jonathan here both. And first of all, let's talk about the technology, because this has been a continuing story with Rust Prairie. And a lot of districts around here are looking at some type of tablet device or technology to bring it into the classroom and make it a more integrated part of the classroom. Your district actually, though, has actually gone ahead and made the purchase. So first of all, what were you looking for in a device for students to use?
That's a good question. I've looked at a lot of different kinds of technology in schools over the years. I've started using computers in a classroom, I guess, in 1986. And one of the things that I found is that we need to have lightweight, we need to have a robust device. So I was looking for a device that had no moving parts, and I think the iPads qualify on that. A good Gorilla glass screen, a metal back, and no moving parts sounds good. Furthermore, if they're going to be used by kids, we don't want cords snaked all over the building to keep them charged. So we want something with a good battery life. And in this day and age, we need good, solid access to the Internet, and this kind of device has that, as well as, I think, what's transformative about the iPad is its access to the world of applications or apps that allow teachers to be very selective about what kind of skills they want to teach children, what kind of knowledge they want to bring into the classroom, what kind of information they want to bring in through web browsers, how they want kids to express themselves through their writing, either by hand or by keyboard or with still images through the camera or by moving images through the video camera, and then edit that and bring that all together into a 21st century work product. And right now, when you look at devices that are out there, you want a good, mature, high-performing device, and that looks like the iPad to me.
You know, what about the keyboard? Because I remember a conversation we had recently, and some of the children, in kind of an experimental basis, they liked a full-sized regular keyboard or something close to. Now, the iPad obviously doesn't have that. Is that one of those trade-offs you make for maybe durability and other items that you like?
I think that I've had enough personal experience using it that I would say it's not an impediment to me to type on the screen. I find that the software can correct a lot of mistakes that I might make, and it'll certainly call my spelling errors to my attention and attempt to correct most of them. However, I think the real ace in the hole, and what takes this past 19th century technology into the 21st century, is the fact that right alongside the keyboard is a little icon with a microphone on it, and it's a very effective dictation tool. So if I want to start simply dictating what I want to type into the computer or into the iPad, it will accept that dictation and do a very, very good job of it, only minimal correction needed. So I think that there are a variety of ways to get information in, and I frankly don't mind using the on-screen keyboard one bit.
Now these will be essentially leased by the students. These will not be owned by the students, but they will still be property. But they will be essentially, the kids will have possession of them, though.
The school district is leasing the computers over a three-year period, and leasing the iPads over a three-year period. The students will take them home. We're going to issue them to students because we think that's the goal of the whole program. We want kids to have access to their curriculum material and to their textbook information 24 hours a day, wherever they happen to be, that they can have access to the Internet.
And then will this be, and refresh my memory, please, is this going to be like 7 through 12 grades?
Right now, we're starting at grades 9 through 12, and we hope to push it into grades 5 through 8 next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or, at the end of next year.
Did you seriously consider other platforms? I mean, I know you've been looking at this for quite some period. And, a lot of you look at a device, it's like one tablet kind of looks like another tablet. And, of course, I can't say I've had any experience with them particularly myself.
We did look at a number of other devices. We've been considering this for quite some time, even going back to the period before tablets were really coming onto the market. We went to visit schools that have implemented one-to-one technology in some respect or another. One school used netbooks and had to run an extensive repair program along with it. We went to Mendon and looked at what they've accomplished with two classes of a high school in their first year with very good results using laptops. And then we looked at options from other vendors for tablet computers and find that the applications for education become a little more limited. The manufacturer support is iffy. Android operating systems don't seem to match up from one to another, and sometimes upgrading them is difficult. So, you know, after a long look, including some items that were before this latest generation of hardware, we've settled on the iPad. And it's been interesting because I'm sure you've heard us talk about this before. We have quite a number of them around the district now. And this has really been the first time that teachers and kids have come forward with technology and said, look at what we did with the technology we have. And they're doing things, they're creating a lot of different kinds of content, posting it, sending it out, publicizing what they do in class. And we've not seen that with devices before. And that's kind of what we're looking for. One thing that really helped sell us on this device is that kids and teachers seem to be using it very effectively in ways that we've not done before with laptops or desktop computers.
210 iPad 3s, and was it 45,000? Is that over a three-year period, or is that per year?
That's per year for 3 years.
Okay, and you got about 210?
We got 210 iPads, which is sufficient for a projected student body, one for each faculty member, and a few left over for people when they enroll. Mm-hmm. We also leased one modern lightweight laptop for each faculty member so they can create content for their iPads and upload it to the students' iPads using the computer. What we're hoping is that after a while, they start to use software like iBooks Author to create digital content for their students that then can be easily shared out to their students on their iPads.
Okay.